an understatement to say that was bitterly disappointing today.
We went ahead in the game, a well taken goal on the counter attack. Gabby plays a good ball to Kyle, he's got the vision, great ball across to Kyle, to Greg Kilty, and he finished it well. And you're looking, because we looked a little bit edgy in terms of when we were on the ball and a little bit nervous, which happens at times after a few defeats, but you know, we've lost a poor goal towards the end of the first half to allow Alawa back in the game, and you know, that makes it difficult for us.
You feel you were on top at that stage in the first half?
Alawa are a team that will try and play football. Peter's got, we knew that, and the one thing that we weren't good enough today was out of possession. We didn't press the ball aggressively enough, and you know, that's something that we'll look back at.
You did have a lot of possession in the latter half of the second half, it just didn't come to anything.
Robbie did, and on that side of it, you know, towards the end of the game, I'll give credit to the boys, we kept going, wee bit of balance probably with Josh Edwards coming on at left back and putting Lewis Martin in one, but you have a natural left footer on the left hand side. But you know, I'm not singling out any individual. The actual quality of the ball into the box let us down at the end to try and create enough chances to go on and get ourselves back into it.
Did you feel there was a lack of intensity throughout the 90 minutes in the performance, particularly going forward?
As I say, out of possession, we didn't get after them enough. You know, so that brings the intensity to it. Sometimes, you know, there's a time to try and put your foot in the ball and, you know, try and get control of the game. We'd worked on trying to switch play and get Alawa down, you know, getting the ball out one side to the other. And again, just where we're at, a few defeats and you start looking sideways and back the way instead of looking forward. So it's something that we'll work on next week, and we'll have to get the boys to be braver in possession of the ball. And as I say, sometimes that means being brave, try to look forward, to play it forward. And if you give away the ball, then we'll accept that all day long. Not that we want to encourage boys to give the ball away, but if we're going to try and create real goal scoring opportunities, it's having the bravery to take the ball and try and break teams down.
You made quite a few changes and brought in guys for some game time. Is that something you stick by, or kind of hindsight would you have?
No, I said at the start of the week, and we spoke about it, that we were coming into the game knowing that it was a competitive fixture. I just felt on the back of a few performances that those boys deserved another chance. You know, and it can be difficult at times. You come in and you're thrown in, and it's just possibly some of the boys have had only a couple of games or one game, but that's not an excuse. I keep going on about it. The massive thing for me is collectively we weren't good enough, and a big part in that day was out of possession, that we never got after them enough.
Where's Ryan Dow been for the last 2 weeks?
Ryan's been unfortunate with missing him with a knee injury that he's picked up. He was running on Friday. We'll have to see where we're at with him in the early parts of the week, to see if he's going to be, you know, possibly back and up for contention starting next week.
And how's Tom Lang?
Tom, I've not had a chance to see Kevin yet. So, you know, you'll be disappointed. I think it's his hamstring that he's feeling. I'm not sure to what extent, but as I say, today, out of possession against a side that tried to play football, we weren't aggressive enough and tried to stop them playing football, and we got punished for it.
Thanks, Stephen.
Cheers.